views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, hello, everyone. I want to remind you that my heartwarming channeled book, Angels of Faith, is giving people so much joy and bringing them and connecting them back to their divine eternal nature. Now, this touching and tender book addresses what happens when we cross over, and it's done through the story of a little girl named Faith, whose relationship with angels and an elderly friend lifts her up to inspire others to not be so afraid of the dark. This little girl, Faith, helps to instill comfort and peace and joy in others. And today, with many people of all ages and walks of life facing various degrees of uncertainty, it can be comforting and certainly reassuring to know that there is a greater story to be told beyond the physical. You know, many find comfort in believing a greater being is at work, though some may refer to this being as different names. Now, however, that knowing that greater forces are at work can give us hope. And with hope, everything is possible. Angels of Faith pulls back the veil and reveals to us our true, divine, and limitless natures. It's also a wonderful healing tool for those who have lost a loved one to help them remember the often forgotten knowledge that we are eternal. Now, to order a copy of this heartwarming, beautiful book, please visit the Angel Healing House website, which is the three W's, angelhealinghouse.com. Now, if you've been listening to Angel Healing House Radio with myself, Claire Candy Hoff, on Transformation Talk Radio these last couple of months, then you know our January shows were all about fresh starts and new beginnings. And then in February, we turned to love. And love and forgiveness were the themes in February. With the start of March, we jumped into the magical manifesting month of March. And so we'll continue today with the theme of manifestation. In today's topic, which is entitled Manifestation in the Fifth Dimension and Higher. Now, listeners, the Posse of Angels and I have been feeling the energies of the past few months as they are continually building towards bringing in powerful opportunities for rapid change in our lives. Now, the Posse of Angels wish to give us a heads up that with the opportunities and with the connections that will be showing up, it will be like we'll be experiencing a brand new incarnation with new perspectives and attitudes on what is possible. And what a better way to do this, and a better time to do this, I should say, is this month, because the Posse of Angels, like many channels, are saying that March 20th is the true beginning of 2017 because of the spring equinox. You know, the spring equinox was celebrated in many cultures as the new year, and because it's birthing new beings, new ideas, and new things coming in. So by the end of March, the light on the earth is stronger than it will be at any time. And this light will start dissolving all the old and ushering in this very new time. The Posse of Angels is showing me the Wheel of Fortune card, because for those of us who have brought all areas of our lives into divine alignment and resolved all our triggers, this will free us to completely receive all potential possibilities for the Wheel of Fortune to now start turning in our favor. So if you are one of those people that has been waiting what seems to be interminably for those seeds that you planted over the last year, 2, 5, 10 years, this new light that is shining on the planet as of the spring equinox will bring in a wonderful harvest from April on. And the Posse of Angels is smiling because this big change will bring a time for making commitments to new projects. And many of us will be moving, and they wish to remind us that these will manifest because, A, they are a result, once again, of all the seeds of wishes and dreams and desires that we have not only focused on over the past 9 years, but that we've taken inspired action on. And number two, many of us are now clear energetically to manifest the fulfillment of those wishes. And you know what, listeners? If you are questioning how these changes will possibly occur, they are reminding us that everything is possible now, because many of us have now embraced our divine eternal natures. We see ourselves as not just merely physical beings, but we see our potentiality as multidimensional beings. In fact, what these energies are doing is placing many of us in the higher fifth dimension energetic frequencies, where there are simply no restrictions and anything is possible. You know, I've heard from many of my clients that it seems like all they have to do is say something or think of something, and wham, it appears in their reality. For instance, after Debbie Reynolds passed in December, I decided to do a tribute to her and watch the movie Singing in the Rain. While I was watching it, a friend texted me and asked me how I was doing. And without me answering her, she added that she and her husband were honoring Debbie Reynolds by watching Singing in the Rain. The manifestation then begs this kind of manifestation then begs the question from us. If we can experience this quicker response from the universe, why, when we ask for $1 million, why doesn't it show up immediately? Or why, when we beg and plead for a new job, it doesn't show up immediately? Things like the synchronistic Singing in the Rain connection happens very quickly because we do not have an attachment to whether it manifests or not. Now, on the other hand, there is a very big energetic attachment to whether $1 million shows up for us or for those who have been unemployed or unhappy in their current jobs. There is a huge attachment to our dream job instantly manifesting for us. Now, instead of putting our attention on money, one's wishes would be better spent in visualizing and imagining, let's say, one's new home, visualizing where you're going to live in the ocean or the mountains, by a lake, and feeling those feelings as if it's already happened. Driving one's new car. Imagine you're behind the wheel of that car and smelling the new car smell and the beautiful body of the car without any dents or dirt on it, and tasting the foods and hearing the languages and experiencing the cultures of places to which one will easily be able to travel. Now, these are experiences in our heart, and we should let the universe worry about the energy of abundance, including money, that will bring those things to us and so much more of what we desire into our reality. Our job is pure intention. And I've said this before on numerous of my radio programs in the past. I've said that our job is to desire, to visualize, to intend, and then to let go of the how and the when the universe brings these things to us, because this is not our providence. This is the job of God and the angels. And by doing this, we feel what it feels like to drive that new car. We feel what it feels like to already live in that beautiful house, in that beautiful setting, all of those things. And those are the feelings that connect with the high vibrational energy of the universe. And then that starts to create the energetic frequencies, the vibrations, to magically create those synchronicities to bring those things to us. You know, listeners, anything is possible, because our powers of manifesting what we desire is limitless and boundless. And the only thing that would stop something from manifesting is if we put limitation on it. You know, if we go into doubt and worry and fear, or any other energy of lack and restriction on it, as again, it is the as to when it's going to happen and how it needs to happen. So the Posse of Angels is sharing with us that manifestation comes down to a change in our attitude, a change in our perception, and this comes down to our change in the energies that we hold within ourselves. In fact, the Posse of Angels, they're a bit funny. They're putting on their professor's caps, and they're going to remind us of how we used to manifest in third dimensional energy. Well, in 3D, we felt an urge in our heart to desire something. Let's say we desired to move to a new location that we loved, or we desired to switch careers or jobs that supported our passion, our talent, and gifts, both monetarily and creatively. But instead of making movement to the overwhelming joyful feelings that we were experiencing, we would immediately jump up to our limited rational minds and think, well, how's that going to happen? I don't have the money to move. Or the rental places are hard to come by and the market for them is very competitive. Or we would destroy the joy in our heart by thinking, okay, come on, be realistic. How am I going to make a living doing what I love doing, like writing or my art or playing music? Having had this conversation with ourselves that just about destroyed any feelings of joy that we had, we then went back to living where we did not feel supported. We went back to doing jobs in which we did not feel honored. These sad feelings of not feeling supported and honored created a feeling of living a compromised life, settling for less. And then these energies of compromise would go on to affect every other every other area of our lives. Yet because the universe, God, and the angels are always conspiring to bring us the fulfillment of our heartfelt dreams, even if we're not making movement to them, we would have been sent signs on how to make our dreams a reality. By not resolving the past, we were not clear enough to observe life only in the present moment where those signs were presented to us. Often drowning in the sea of sadness and disappointment, as we denied our heartfelt wishes, we were not clear enough to live from our expansive, unlimited, divine, eternal natures that is not restricted by space, time, logic, or rational thinking. Now, in third dimension, did this make life difficult? Well, you bet it did. It made life a struggle. And sayings like life was never meant to be easy fit the third dimensional paradigm perfectly, because it was we and the compromised choices that we made that made it hard as they went counter to our divine eternal natures. Life was a struggle because many of us live solely from our egos, living from either the ego or compromise and lack, which kept us functioning solely on the physical plane, locked ourselves into pushing and forcing and dictating under which circumstances our desires needed to be filled. Living from this constant constriction made most of the time we were very sad. We were a very sad and sorry human race. Now, let's fast forward to 2017, when a lot of humanity has shifted their emphasis off of scarcity and lack, and putting their attention on gratitude and appreciation for their blessings. And by perpetuating energies of love, acceptance, forgiveness, peace, and unity, many of us have chosen to see ourselves as part of one world, one grand collective. And by doing so, we have expanded our vision of ourselves. We've gone from being insular and disconnected to being open and far-reaching. In this way, we've dropped the illusions and the dictates of restriction by the ego and expanded beyond just our mere physicality. These expansive, love-filled, compassionate energies have seen many of us opening to our hearts. And what has happened is that many of us have begun to experience the manifestation of our wishes. Our hearts is where the alchemical co-creation of magic and synchronicities has always resided, but they could not be accessed in the energies of third-dimensional reality. This new, very different landscape of living in a 5D reality has made many of us live in zero point, or living solely in the eternal nanosecond of the now. And the Posse of Angels is reminding us that the planet has seen a natural energetic divide between those who are living in a lower dimensional reality. We can see it being played out on the ludicrously manufactured and controlled media, perpetuating the illusions of war, us against them, fear, control, separation, hatred, and judgment, as opposed to the expansiveness of those who are aware and consciously choosing the well-being of humanity through unity, acceptance, love, and inclusion, and following their heart's desires in the higher dimensional frequencies. Now, I have a perfect example of the difference between third dimensional and fifth dimensional living, and it came about because of a wish of both my husband Pete and my dream of living in Santa Monica, California. A few years ago, we had both felt a pull to live in this beautiful seaside city. When both of us tuned in, we intuited that the move was on the horizon, but not quite yet. With the arrival of 2015, we felt like the move was imminent, but that we were waiting for a sign to be shown how to step forward. And I kept asking the Posse of Angels, "Show me a sign." And all I got was crickets, complete silence. They might as well have shown me a gone fishing sign, because they were uncharacteristically silent. As the days ticked by, I felt more and more stagnant in our current home. And then one night I thought, well, since I've not been given a sign, I'll contact a friend to see if she knows a real estate agent that could help us find a place. My friend put me in contact with her friend, and when I phoned on Thursday and told her where we decided to move, the real estate agent then told me the following. She said that because of its popularity, most of the properties that were for rent in Santa Monica, they never made it to the rental sites, as the market is completely driven mostly by word of mouth. She went on to say that there was very little on the market and that those places that do get multi-listed are hotly contested for by a very competitive market, and they don't stay on the market for long. She said that since it was so popular, that the homes tend to be much smaller for the same price that rentals would be in other areas. She advised us that before finding a place, we should fill out multiple applications, of course, not putting in the address, but print out our credit reports, print out several references, and letters of introduction. Then, when we did find a place that we were interested in, to immediately put an application which was all ready to go, even if it wasn't our number one place. She added that the properties in Santa Monica usually get many applications for each rental and that it could be up to 2 weeks before we would hear whether our application beat out the others. She even suggested that we put in multiple applications. While she was speaking, I heard the posse of angels say to me loud and clear, "This is her reality. It's not yours." After she finished, I thanked her for her time and the information. Hanging up the phone, I remembered that the universe is constantly conspiring to bring us the fulfillment of our wishes. And if Pete and I were excited about moving to Santa Monica, that's all that truly mattered. Getting shivers of confirmation, I then felt an urge to go on Craigslist and see what was available. Looking through the listings, my eye was drawn to a photo of a very cute curtained French doors belonging to a townhouse in Santa Monica. Now, in my visualizations in the past couple of years that I thought I was moving, I visualized French doors that were curtained just like this. The rooms looked very spacious in the photos, and it was nearly double the size of our current home. Although all the other listings had only contact email addresses, strangely enough, this one actually had a phone number and even a name, Nicole. Early the next morning, I rang Nicole, and she cheerfully answered the phone. When I expressed interest, she said, "I'd love to show you the townhouse this evening at 6:30. The day after speaking to the rental agent, Pete and I were the only ones meeting Nicole at the property at 6:30. When we walked in, the house was light, bright, spacious, and it even had a balcony off the master bedroom to catch the sun and read a book. I'd been visualizing this balcony off the master bedroom for the past 2 years. The next day, Saturday, we arranged to drop off our application to Nicole at 11, and 2 hours later, she called and said the townhouse was ours. We signed the lease on Sunday. No competition, no multiple applications, no difficulties, only ease and grace. And the posse of angels wishes to remind us that one of the major things that makes fifth dimensional living so vastly different and easy from third dimensional reality is that there are no rules. There simply is no logic, no rationale, no tried and true proven ways to follow. It is the excitability and joy in our hearts, coupled with our inward clarity, to be able to easily and gracefully receive. The third dimension way of getting that which we desired involved lots of pushing, lots of forcing. It felt hard and labored. It was just not fun. And the fifth dimension way entails getting out of our own way, our own logical way, and being open to receive the fullness and fulfillment of our desires in whatever magical way the universe wishes to present to us. Now, the posse of angels is saying, hallelujah, because it was this attachment and expectation, which were all illusions that we created and so often steadfastly held on to, that set up roadblocks and obstacles for us to experience lives of free-flowing joy. The greatest advice to the art of living in the fifth dimension is just to allow ourselves to be who we are and not compromise what we desire. Remember that the universe desires that which you desire, and that it does not place conditions or restrictions on the how and when of it happening. So 2 years ago, when I began to visualize my new home in Santa Monica, closer to the beach, with a lovely sun-drenched balcony off the master bedroom, I certainly did not restrict myself by worrying that this was a much-desired, sought-after area, nor did I worry about dealing with the pressures of a competitive market. But what I did was I imagined myself smiling, wearing a big beach hat, reading a book, sipping an iced tea on my sun-drenched balcony. And while I visualized this peaceful scene, I felt the warmth of the sun on my face, and I smelled the freshness of the sea breeze. You know, I allowed my heart to feel joy, contentment, and gratitude for my many blessings. And by doing this, I allowed the universe to deliver my home to me. So, listeners, think about it. What will you visualize and feel into reality in this fifth dimensional energy in 2017 and with this brand new spring equinox start that we have in this magical month of May for manifestation that is shining an enormous light on our dreams and our wishes. So think about that. You are listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio, which can be heard weekly every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I am going to manifest some callers for free angel readings and free intuitive counseling messages right after this break. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we will get to those calls. So see you on the other side of this break.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on Earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today. To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Hello, everyone. You're back with Angel Healing House Radio with me, Claire Candy Hoff, and on Transformation Talk Radio. And Angel Healing House Radio can be heard weekly every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and that's Pacific Standard Time. So with our topic about manifestation, let's manifest some callers. Our first caller is Kay from California. And Kay, how are you today?
Doing well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
You're doing well, actually.
How is your rate of manifestation?
It's pretty good. I would say so. The thing is that I have a desire for a greater purpose for my family and as a whole, to get to a higher level in a house and all these other desires. Now, my husband and I conflict in some things, and I wanted to know, like, you know, that sometimes, you know, prevents things from happening. He is a musician, and that in the genre of music that he is at, it actually, you know, it kind of conflicts with desires for the family versus his musician career, hobby, whatever.
Right.
And sometimes I feel like that's his priority, you know, versus putting the family first. I wanted to know what the angels thought about that. Like, you know, is he in the right, or am I in the right? You know, because sometimes I wonder, like, you know, am I doing wrong and, you know, pushing him away from the music and trying to focus on the family, or is he in the right? You know, and I just don't want my kids to follow a wrong direction, a wrong pattern.
Okay. One of the most, you certainly are in a quandary here, because while you were speaking, the Posse of Angels definitely asked me to address that. First of all, Kay, there is no right or wrong. And under the most extraordinary conditions, the most important thing for your children is not where they live, but the love that they receive. That is number one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, number two is that you cannot change anyone else. Mm-hmm. And the more you try to change somebody else and make them right or wrong, it is deleterious to your health. You start losing your life force energy. Instead of turning the mirror back on yourself and containing that energy and allowing that other person just to be themselves. Now, your idea of what is best for the children, is it because you move around a lot? Is it because of his schedule that he doesn't have a lot of time to give to the family, being a musician? What is the main concern there?
Yes, it is his schedule, the late nights, not focusing on the importance of the job, day job, and you know, that affects where we live.
Okay, all right. So you have a couple of choices here, and you know. A lot of people have said to me over the years, you know, I don't have any choices. And I say to them, you always have an option. Okay, your first option is to have this remain as it is. And we see that it is upsetting to you and it is causing you great concern. The second is to have a powwow with him, to have a, you know, a conversation with him to say that, you know, he's not spending enough time with the family and that perhaps he should get a 9-to-5 job. And I don't think that's going to fly very well, because I've had many clients who've had the souls of musicians, and unless they're playing music, they feel like they're not breathing. But that is always a possibility that you could present that to him. Or the third possibility is to then sever the relationship. I would never tell anybody to leave anybody, but these are the choices that you have. If you do decide to just remain as it is, the status quo, then I would say to put all your focus and energy on just the love, the caring, the kindness, and the concern that you have for your children. And he has, by his own actions, he has kind of written himself out of this family equation. So it's so all you can do is the best that you can do. And that's what the Posse of Angels are saying. So put your emphasis more on not it being a right and a wrong situation, you know, that one person has the correct way of doing it and the other person doesn't, but on the love and the harmony that you instill in this beautiful family unit of yours. Otherwise you are just depleting your energies. And how does that resonate with you?
I'm wondering, you said that he has already put himself outside of the equation?
Well, he is meaning that he has established that, you know, being a musician and his with his schedule, that he's not around very much. And so he doesn't have the same amount of time that you do. And this limits them the time that he can interact with the family, and that's what he's established.
And it doesn't bother him.
And it bothers you because your expectation that you've established, your expectation is that it should bother him.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
Right.
It's the Posse of Angels are actually saying that it's not his expectation, because his expectations are being fulfilled. His love of music and his soul, actually, he co-created with his soul to be a musician, and then that this feeds and nourishes him, and that so his expectations are being met, but your expectation and attachment that he should do something else, that's not being met.
Right. Is the genre that he is in you know, the right one?
Oh, now that's an interesting question. Let me see. Yes, the Posse of Angels are saying that he co-created to be a musician, to feed his soul, actually to feed the planet.
In that genre. Go ahead.
You're saying, will that affect your children?
Yes, that genre of music, you know.
They're saying... the Posse of Angels are saying that all you can do is state your opinion about this, and then put your emphasis on not right or wrong, but on the love that you create in this family. Otherwise, if you make somebody right or wrong, it's just draining, and it's a constant carousel in which you don't feel well. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. Well, that's pretty telling. When I was shuffling, a card just flipped out. And the first card that you have is the Eight of Cups. This is the walking away card, walking away from what is not working. This could mean walking away from that expectation of your husband doing something else, or that he should act in a different way. If it becomes that much of a disparity in energies, then perhaps you need to look at the relationship again, because you're not being nourished. And perhaps the children are not being nourished by this as well in the little time that he is around. But it is this card, whichever way you read it, is definitely walking away from what is not working. And it could be simply by you dropping that expectation that he should be something different to what he is. Now, the next card is the Four of Wands. Now, this is the Happy Home card. And this is confirmation to put as much of your emphasis and much of your focus and attention on the blessings that you do have. Are any of your children musical?
No, not so far. They're kind of young.
Okay, all right. So what are their ages?
3 and 9.
Okay. So, you know, so perhaps, you know, they'll pick up a musical instrument later on, and or even if they don't pick up a musical instrument, they chose to write into their contract this soul to be their father, to learn their lessons, and you chose this soul to be your husband in this incarnation for you to learn your lessons. Perhaps one of the lessons is to speak up for yourself and to be more forthright and strong. It's difficult to know what the lessons are, but this certainly is a happy family card. And I think that comes from dropping those expectations. And the third one is the Tower card. And the Tower card is things must be dismantled or they must break down in order for the new to be presented. So Kay, I certainly hope that's been helpful for you. The most important part of this reading is that there is no right and there is no wrong. And there is only what your expectations have set up for you, and to look at it from a higher point of view, and again, put your focus on the blessings that you do have, on the love that you do have, and know that there are always choices.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Take care. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thanks. God bless you, too. Bye-bye.
And thank you, Kay. It's not an easy situation when our partner, our husband, our boyfriend or girlfriend are living a different life to what we expect. It's very important not to see it as a right or a wrong. just like we would not like anybody to judge what we're doing in our lives. So judge ye not anyone else that is doing what they love doing. Now, the energies could be so disparate that after a while, the people will separate. But in the end, there is no good or bad. And the family, the most important thing for a family is the love that the children receive, and the caring and the kindness. So let's go to our next caller. Our next caller is Stephanie from New York. Stephanie, how are you today?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's your level of manifesting like?
It's a little, well, I don't know. By the way, it was nice hearing your description of your home, and it was making me smile because I've seen your home or part of it when I came out to Santa Monica last spring. So that was really kind of
yes,
cool.
And,
and I remember looking around and being like so jealous, like, oh my God, your storage space and the spaciousness of the rooms and the light pouring in. And I just thought it was so beautiful.
And, you sat across from those curtained French doors onto the balcony. And when we lived in Culver City,
your balcony.
Closer to the airport in Los Angeles, when I visualized, that's the first thing that the Posse of Angels kept showing me, those French doors, curtained French doors, onto the balcony. And as soon as I saw that on Craigslist, I said, that's my home. I said, and also the numbers, the number of the home added up to 8, which is a number of prosperity and wealth and riches and abundance, and 22 is the street, which is a master number. So when I saw those numbers together, I went, that's definitely our home. And it was just so easy and so graceful the way that we walked into this time. So I never despair or anything like that. If something hasn't happened for me yet, it's because the angels are working on it and the connections are being made. So are you under snow today, dear Stephanie, in New York?
Yes, and everything's been canceled. My acupuncture, my job, everything, art therapy, it's all all on hold. My art class tonight. But I'm hoping that, you know, we're working on a little organization in my current home. And I've been feeling frustrated also with where I'm living. Like, it's not good for my foot, for sure, with all the stairs and no dishwasher and the laundry's down the street and all that. And it's isolated. It's also small and, you know, not in the best shape. So I've been hoping to move into something that would, you know, be easier in my body and also kind of serving my life a little bit better.
Right.
And you know, but one of the, so I don't know. So I was wondering if, so, you know, there's housing lotteries. I'm supposed to meet with somebody because I don't know if I could get some sort of thing because of like a temporary disability right now. Like, I don't really know. I've started making some phone calls and we put in an application for our a lottery, although it was expensive. And I was just wondering what they had to say about that.
Okay, let's go.
And
let's,
if there's anything better or a different option.
Well, the first thing I asked them, Stephanie, was, will you be moving in 2017? And their answer is yes. I mean, it's emphatic. It's
well,
not... It's not... What's that?
Something better or something worse?
That's no. Well, if we are aware and if we are conscious and if we are living in fifth dimensional energies where we realize that we are multidimensional and we are pure potential, do you think you would be moving to something worse?
Yeah, I know. But,
so
you know,
the answer is no. you would be moving to something which would be more serving for your purpose in life, and your health and your relationships and your connections, and all those things. So
great. That's exactly what I've been asking about. Yeah.
So get that out of your mind, sweetheart, you know, that it's going to go worse, you know, because where we are in this present moment is exactly where we're meant to be. Now, when we start to intuit that where we are is not comfortable for us anymore or doesn't serve our purpose, it's like it's a coat that's become too small for us. It's past our use by date, and it's time for us to move. Just like the story that I said several months ago about the lobster. You know, the lobster, you know, grows a shell.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the lobster shell becomes too small, he squirrels under a rock and he takes off his shell and he grows a new shell, and that's where we are with locations. And so many of us, so many of us have been presented since the beginning of this year with revisiting or going to a place where we feel more. More comfortable, more settled. Nothing's wrong with the place where we're living now, but we're getting an inkling that we're moving. And that's what the Posse of Angels are saying to you. You're getting an inkling that there's a move for you on the horizon. So let's go to the cards and see what comes out. There definitely is a move coming up for you. And the more that you can hold to that, you'll be fine. The first card that's coming out for you is the Hanged Man, and the Hanged Man is all about suspension. So, when we're in suspension, about suspension. Okay, so when we're in suspension, it's a waiting game. It's a time of patience, but it's also a time of not waiting and doing nothing, but knowing that your next move is out there. So ask the angels, ask your angels, and tell them, I'm getting excited about my next move. What things can I do to take inspired action and to create some energy around the excitement of moving? You could look at in the rentals, you could look in the lottery, you could look and speak to people. You know, this kind of movement brings to us very rapidly the opportunities and the connections. A lot of it's word of mouth, you know, so the more that you can get excited about it and create those energies, then the more those energies go out and bring in this time, this supposed time of waiting, but it's not waiting, doing nothing. Okay, let's go to the next card. The next card for you is the Moon card. And the Moon card is certainly these two cards, the Hanged Man and Moon card, is something that hasn't shone light on yet. So it hasn't been revealed as yet. So what you need to do is you need to keep that spark inside of you, that excited spark. Like for 2 years, I visualized those French doors that you saw. And I never once said to myself that it wasn't coming true. I just held that within my heart and said, if it's not today, it doesn't mean that it's never going to come. It just means not now. And a lot of people tend to lose hope because they go, oh, it hasn't manifested yet. It's never going to manifest. And I said, that's not true. Just because it hasn't manifested yet doesn't mean it's never going to manifest. So they want you to keep getting excited and asking the angels to show you different inspired action that you can take. And getting excited about your move coming up. And the next card is a new beginning. It's a new beginning around your move. And this has a lot to do with communication. Communicate with people, you know? Take yourself to a place where you want to move to. For instance, where do you want to move to? Do you want to move within the city? Do you want to move out of state?
I think, I mean, I'm not sure. Part of me wants nature, more nature. Another big part of me wants to be, like, in Manhattan in a really nice, convenient area that's.
Mm. Well, this is a
conflict. You don't get a good feeling about that.
No, this is a bit of a conflict because, you know, if you're right in the middle of years and years ago, my ex and I used to live in Park Slope, Brooklyn. It was right across from the Botanical Garden, and it was, you know, it was it wasn't Manhattan, but it was in the midst of all the, you know, the city life, and yet we could walk across to the beautiful Botanical Garden. If you move to New Jersey, which is more nature, or upstate New York, or anything like that, you'll have a commute. So these are things to consider. So you do have a bit of a conflict there, which you can ask the angels.
Well, I thought maybe if I were near one of the big parks, you know, like Central Park or another, Stuyvesant Town has opened up their lottery, and there's a lot of grass all around, and they're near the river, and their apartments are supposed to be really big. So that's the lottery that I think I entered. And you're supposed to be known for community, too. So, you know, that was something where I thought, oh, that might be nice.
Wow.
You know, the river and all that.
When you mentioned Stuyvesant Town, I got a really good feeling about that. You know, that would be a wonderful alternative. And with only 2 minutes left, I will pull you, one more card on that Stuyvesant Town reference that you made and see what comes up. Let's see, 1, 2, 3. Oh. Okay, so the card that you got is the Two of Cups card, and this is the partnering card. This is the melding of the busy city life and also the nature. So I would really look into Stuyvesant Town because I don't know, that just got a good feeling about that. And by taking inspired action to it, it will lead you to either this area or other areas. So I hope that's been helpful, Stephanie. Gotta go. The show's just about over.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I did. I mean, I entered the lottery, so that's why I was. But you're saying you get the sense I should do something more about looking
well,
into it.
Well, yes. You can go there. You can just immerse yourself in it and visualize and start getting excited about your move. So I really do have to go. Take care, sweetheart.
Okay. All right.
Have a blessed day.
Thank you so much. And you too.
Okay.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. And that just about wraps up the show for today. Thank you to my callers. Thank you to all my listeners. And thank you to everyone who's listening to the archive show, which is all the last shows are all archived so that you can listen to them. Don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you'd like to receive my uplifting, enlightening newsletters, look at my beautiful and purchase my beautiful books, you can always go to the Angel Healing House website, which is Angel Healing House, excuse me, .com. And until next time, please allow your radiant light to shine forth. And go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Love and, as always, angel blessings. And I look forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care. Bye.